And so I've come to the end of my report on the experiment to look into the mystery of salvation. I'm uncertain as to what happened to Team Red and Team Green. They were unable to hear what the prize of abundant life truly is. They were content to assume it's money, fame, and earthly power and ease. And how sad they settled for such small temporary things. I wonder if they're still battling over that trophy. I also don't know what happened to Team Blue after they left dejected about their powerlessness to find their own way. I suppose my experiment is inconclusive in the end. I don't actually know who won the real amazing race, because as an angel who worshipped you for all these years, I'm well aware that true salvation is your domain, Lord. Only you know who seeks you out with their whole heart, who finds you, who lives that abundant life by the power of your Holy Spirit. Only you know your own. That being said, I am quite hopeful that Team Blue will continue to seek you and eventually win the prize of salvation in Jesus Christ. They were the only subjects in this experiment who came to understand that they couldn't find you in their own strength and by their own means. They were the only ones who recognized their sinful state. It is my understanding that those who have the least illusion about their spiritual well-being are the ones closest to your kingdom. I would like to conclude by giving thanks to you for allowing me to look into these things as I requested, and I do hope this report benefits my fellow angels. But I must admit, I am not much closer to understanding the mystery of salvation. The experiment certainly confirmed how salvation by faith in Jesus through your grace really works. But I still don't understand why you do it. Why do you love the world so much, as John chapter 3 verse 16 says, that you gave yourself to be sacrificed for human beings? There is nothing inherently lovely or good about these fallen people, and only a precious few of them actually accept your immeasurable gift, that abundant life you so freely offer. I suppose that's why humans have called your grace amazing, because it's the only force in the universe powerful enough to save them from sin, from death, from emptiness, from themselves. What kind of powerful, unworldly love is this, Lord? Even now, it causes this angel to tremble. Report signed, still longing to look into these things, God's assistant messenger angel.